The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello and welcome to Miles to Memories. I'm Sean Coomer, your host, joined as always by Joe Chung, and Mark Osterman is back this week. We have a great show for you. We're going to start by talking about the Brex offer. There's a new up to 110,000 point offer for a card you may not have heard of for business owners, but it's definitely an interesting bonus. Should you get it, we'll let you know. Plus, Mark's going to detail his Sarasota trip where he had a two-story penthouse suite to celebrate his dad's 60th birthday. Pretty cool. And we're going to talk about the one thing in the hobby that we hate and everybody else seems to love. Find out what that is and why we hate it. All of that plus rapid fires and more coming up. But first, if you like the show, please consider subscribing. MTMpodcast.com is where you can go for that. Links to subscribe, leave us a review, tell a friend. Thanks so much for listening. Let's hit it. Guys, how was your week? Mark, good to have you back. You want to laugh just to start the show off, just so everybody who missed your laugh can hear it?
You want everybody to turn it off right away?
How was
click that unsubscribe button, everybody.
Can we do mean reviews later? Because I have a couple, but I don't know. Maybe we should save it for next week.
We should save it for the New Year's episode. Okay.
No.
He can't wait 11 once more months.
Yeah, we got to do it once a month.
Okay, but, if there's enough, we can do it like once a quarter. Come on.
Well, Mark wants
Sean's
to go
the
to
boss. Sean's the boss.
Mark wants to use YouTube comments, and then you go to YouTube, and I get like 10 hate comments a day on YouTube.
No. So YouTube comments, no, not you that. Do that.
There's well, you can do. We could do. We could minutes. Do like the best one from YouTube, the best one from the website, and the best one from reviews. There you go. Bam. Once a month.
All right.
End of the month show. Is that this one? Oh, that's this show. Guess we're gonna have to say beginning of the month show.
So how was you're gonna talk a little later in the show about Florida, but how was your trip? You have a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was good. It was the first time I had seen my parents since February of last year. So that was like our last trip was we went down there to see them at the end of February. And then my next trip was supposed to be Vegas, but everything closed down right before March Madness, which Joe also had to miss out on that March Madness trip with the boys. So good to see them, celebrating his 60th, which is a big milestone. Yes, he did have me very young. My parents were very young. So I got a couple of those comments after I posted on Facebook, like, what, they have you when they're teenagers? But they got married when they're 18. I had my sister at 20 and me at 22. I don't know how they functioned, but they made it through. I came out somewhat unscathed, so it was good to see them.
I think I'll only be like 56 when my son is your age. So
see, Sean did it even earlier.
Even earlier. It can be done. Joe, how are you doing this week? I know big news about the Jungle Cruise getting possibly getting some redos. So are you excited about that?
Yeah, I like the Jungle Cruise. It's a lot of fun, but it will still be a lot of fun with whatever changes they make. They don't need to have references that are more fitting for like the 1960s and 1970s. It'll still be funny. They plan to kind of add like a skipper storyline. That's what I read. You might know better, Sean. You know, you talked about it on Disney Hacks, but
since I have no idea what you guys are talking about, I'm guessing this is a Disney ride.
You get okay. It's the original. It's one of the original Disney rides that opened with Disneyland.
It's like, you know,
so is it like in black and white when you ride in it, or what?
It feels like it. It feels
and you would absolutely hate this ride. I want to put this out. He would make fun of all the animatronic animals, saying how fake they look
except,
and everything else.
Except the whole like kind of conceit of the ride is that you're on a Jungle Cruise and the skipper, the one that is, you know, sailing you through this thing, they just make corny joke after corny joke after corny joke. I think Mark might like that part.
Mark would be a good like Jungle Cruise skipper.
It's like the dad joke ride.
It is 100% the dad joke ride. I do actually think that you would enjoy the commentary on the ride. It's like super corny humor.
Can you imagine Mark doing that as a skipper though? He would laugh at every single one of the jokes. So he would be, there would be like my skipper laughed at every one of the jokes.
Oh, it's like a real life dude.
Yes, no. It's like a stand-up comedy show.
Yeah. You
know, it's like a 10-minute stand-up comedy show. Mark,
no, I have
you would
go.
You would be an amazing skipper. And the funny thing is, like, anyone who is like listening right now, who is a Disney fan, who has ridden the Jungle Cruise and, you know, has ever listened to you, I think they would agree that you'd be a great Jungle Cruise skipper. But anyway, they're updating it
because life goals.
A lot of the references are pretty outdated with like natives and stuff like that. So I think it'll be good. And, you know, it's even if stuff wasn't outdated, like these rides need to be updated to just be more modern. You know, this ride was designed in like 1960, 1970. I don't know. Sean could probably tell me the exact date. So, you know.
Well, the one in Disneyland, 1955. So.
Of course.
Yeah. So.
Right on cue. Heard alert.
No, it's cool. It's cool that to one see in the chamber. We're moving forward. And I, you know, people are like, oh, this isn't the Disney podcast. So this is just our intro, everybody. We just want to give you a nice, healthy start if you're playing the MTM podcast drinking game. And so we started with a little Disney Jungle Cruise fun, but it is, I think a lot of people who go to Disney, like that's the ride. So most people who've listened probably been on it, and it's historic and it's getting changed.
I don't even think I've ever like walked by this ride.
It's in Adventureland.
And Weird Al even made a song about it. Did you ever hear the Skipper Dan, the Weird Al song? That was good. But that's, if you never watched it and you're listening to this, check out Skipper Dan. It's a Weird Al song. It's really great. It makes fun of the Jungle Cruise. That's all I'll say. It's on YouTube.
Weird,
check it out.
Weird Al is like the Simpsons. He's done everything.
He has. I love Weird Al. He's great. I loved him when I was a kid. I still love him today. He keeps himself relevant. And
he's timeless. Fun. Timeless.
Ah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Did you think you'd get a Weird Al talk on a Miles and Points podcast? That's what we bring you people.
But now we're going to get serious, Mark. And we're going to talk about Brex, because this offer has been all around the community, and I've seen people, you know, kind of complain, I guess, because there's this 110,000 point offer that's available that's worth, you know, about, you could get $1,100, you know, if you just cash in the points. They have transfer partners, but this offer that's available came only through 1 mile at a time. So they worked with 1 mile at a time. They made an offer, an increased offer, and I guess some people had a problem with that. Now, to be clear, we have a sub-affiliate offer with 1 mile at a time. So if people used our link, they'd get credit, but that's irrelevant. We're not going to talk about that. We have a post on the website. We have a link in the description. Let's talk about the offer. Does it make sense for the average person who likes miles and points, likes big bonuses, likes all this stuff? Everything else aside, should they sign up for it?
Wait, time out. Before you explain it, Mark, I literally have no idea what the offer is. 110,000, that's the first time I've ever even heard a number. I've just seen a lot of chatter about it, and I've been making like SoFi jokes all day, but I actually don't know what the offer is. So tell it to me. This is my first time hearing it, so maybe it's some listener's first time hearing it. So what is this offer?
To be upfront, you have to be they want small business. So this is aimed at small business people. So you have to have an LLC, check. An LLP, C Corp, S Corp no type check. Of thing. Well, one of them. So you have to have that. So you sign up through the 1 mile at a time link. You get 80,000 points once you've spent $1,000 on your Brex card. So it's like a bank account, but it's not a bank, but it is a bank. It works just like a bank. You know, it's like one of the online banking new wave type of things. So you can also get another 20,000 points when you link payroll to your Brex cash account, and then an additional 10,000 points after spending $3,000 on your Brex card in the first 3 months. So when you add all those up, Joe, what's it come to?
110,000. I know, because Sean said it at the beginning.
but even if you don't do the payroll one, then you're at 90,000 points after 3,000 spent in the first 3 months, which I assume a lot of people would do. So that would probably be appealing. And you can cash these points out for 1 cent each. The one thing that's sort of interesting about this is there's no hard pull, right? As far as we know, there's no hard pull to get this account.
No, because it's like signing up for a checking account, essentially. And yeah, we had a question in the live chat, can you be a sole proprietor? No, you cannot. No. So that is not an option, unfortunately. So that's kind of the sticking point for some people. It's kind of interesting, too. You earn on spending a lot of areas, like 8 times on rideshare, 5 times on flights and hotels booked through Brex Travel, which I don't know what kind of prices they'll have, 4 times on restaurants and dining. So they have all this extra earning possibilities for a debit card, which is pretty unique. I don't know where they're getting the money for this or what's going on. But you can cash out the points at 1 cent a piece, or you can transfer them to some airlines too.
And so like they have their own currency. They're like Brex points or something. Like it's not any currency that we've heard of before.
Yep. Correct.
Yeah.
So the question is, why wouldn't you?
Yeah. I mean, that's so break it down. I mean, so yeah, I've seen on Twitter and I see people complain, okay, this is a sponsored post from 1 mile at a time. And again, we do have a financial arrangement with them. But it comes down to it. People were complaining about this. You know, it's a sponsored post, but are you going to get the value? Now, I own a business that qualifies for this. So I just want to say, would I sign up for it? Yeah, why wouldn't I? Because, and I will. The way I see it, it's a $900 bonus.
I like $1,000 free money.
Yeah. And I have the business for it, and it's not a hard pull, and there's no fee. So, annual fee I have to pay up front or something like that. So that's what I do. But we have an article on the site with the full details and the link if you want to support the podcast or the site and apply. But I personally think that this is a good deal. It's something that I'm going to do myself. And I don't think that it's always wise to be a naysayer just to be a naysayer, which I see sometimes on social media and elsewhere, because it's not like there's a better offer somewhere else for this. This is the best offer that they have. So it seems pretty good for me. That's it. I mean, that's
yeah, my personal opinion. Yeah, I will say for the airline transfer partners, there's Air France, Flying Blue, Life Miles, Cathay, Emirates, JetBlue. So there's, you know, Singapore. So there's actually some decent options in there too. So that's another way, you know, this is another way to pad those frequent flyer accounts. So, which is surprising. I don't know how they work this out.
Yeah. I mean, the economics must be interesting, but yeah, also 8X points on rideshare. So if you do a lot of rideshare, that could be a better return than you're going to get just about everywhere else. And yeah, so it's just something interesting. This offer came along and we thought it was worth sharing. And I highly recommend, you know, checking out the post where you can find more of the details about it. But as far as I can tell, as far as, you know, we've looked at it, if you have a business, this is definitely something at least considering to see if it's something that makes sense for you purely from the sign-up bonus. But there could be things down the line for spending and all kinds of other stuff too. And I'll join. So we'll have a review, hopefully, you know, down the line, see how it is as we use it. Because I know that's been another criticism is we're sharing this offer, but we don't have the card ourselves. Hopefully we can solve that. I'll get the card and we'll talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, I saw Adam from Travel Fanboy. Rightfully, he's very like uncomfortable when people push financial products and don't understand them. And I think that's fair just because this kind of new wave currency type stuff or whether it be like crypto or anything like that, you know, these things that the people who really understand it maybe really do understand how it works. But then, you know, if you're just kind of jumping on, you know, like if say you were shorting GameStop or something, like if you just kind of jump in, you might not know what's going on. So I do think it's just worth having that caveat that it's a financial product that you really should do your research to understand, especially if you plan to use it for real. If you plan to get in, get the bonus, get out, as soon as you can. You know, normally it's not a problem, but I think a lot of times when these things come around, like we have plans to get out and then who knows what happens. So, you know, I do think it's important to tread cautiously. I don't think that's naysaying. I think that's just kind of being careful. You know, if being careful still nets you $900, it still nets you $900.
Yeah. And I did see his post and I wasn't really talking about him as much as somebody else who is a professional naysayer. And my only point, Joe, you're absolutely right. People need to take financial stuff seriously. And they need to look at these offers, how it makes sense, how it adds complication to their life, what the opportunity cost of that is. And, you know, what we're saying here is that this offer looks pretty good. Take a look at it for yourself and see if it makes sense if you are a business owner. And I think it will for a lot of people, and certainly it won't for others.
Quick question asking for a friend. How long does your LLC have to have been in existence? You know, just in case you've been too lazy to actually get an LLC and have been operating as a sole proprietor all this time, for a friend asking.
I haven't seen where it says that. I read the 1 mile at a time post and I read some stuff. So I'm sure maybe it says it somewhere, but I do know that they're using your business history in order to kind of get this all to work. So I don't know if something that's so new would work or not. So I guess I don't have the answer to that, but we'll see if we can get it and update the post on the website.
I've been lazy too. And I just do, like, I have a DBA for business checking accounts. That's all most of them ask for, and I do everything else sole prop. So I don't have an LLC. Hopefully this sticks around for a while in case I get motivated to get one, because I would sign up for it. I would have signed up for it already if I had that. So it seems like a no-brainer, no fee, basically a welcome offer on a card that has no fee, no hard pull, $1,000. If you look at it that way, it's one of the best offers out there. If it was credit card or not. So it's kind of bizarre. It almost feels like the CNB, Crystal Infinite Visa, it's too good to be true, and they're just going to torpedo the crap out of the whole program in a year or two. So get in while it's good, like you could back then. You know, anybody that waited towards the end, you missed out on all the fun. So that's what I would say.
Like you.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, like us. And again, at the end of the day, we do have a link, and if you use it, we get paid. So even more reason for you to make sure that this works for you and check it out and understand all the details of it, because we're just people here on the internet. And let's move on to the next thing. And I'm excited about this, Mark, because on social media, you posted all kinds of pictures. This past weekend, you've talked about on the show before that you're going to have this trip. You went for your dad's 60th, and you stayed at the Hyatt Regency Sarasota, and you did a bunch of other stuff. But what impressed me most was your two-story suite overlooking the beautiful water. That was beautiful. How did you enjoy the suite?
Well, before we get into that, I'll talk a little bit about the, you know, I flew Delta down and I booked, and I wrote about this. I booked it on basic economy, my first time booking basic economy. And I give all the reasons why that worked out. But what I found kind of cool was when you check in at 24 hours, they assign you your seat, but you can actually change your seat. And I don't think a lot of people know that. So shortly before departure, before boarding, I went on the seat map and found a seat, you know, like the middle back part of the plane. There was like five rows with nobody in them. So I picked a seat in the middle of those rows. So I didn't have anybody within two or three rows on me on like all sides, which was pretty crazy. So that's something you can do on basic economy. It's not as bad as people think. Now on the flight back, it was full, so I couldn't change. I was stuck where I was. But with Delta blocking middle seats right now, I still got a window. So it was like a win-win situation type of thing. If I can move my seat, great. If I can't, I'm still going to get an aisle or a window, so whatever. Yeah, the hotel, right downtown Sarasota, booked the bi-level suite is what it's called for my dad's 60th birthday. So you walk in on the main level, and it's got a large living room. It's got a little like kitchen sitting area. There's not a kitchen, but there's like an espresso machine and a fridge. You got a nice sitting area. There's a half bath downstairs, and then there's stairs. You go upstairs, there's the bedroom. And the full bath is up there. Now, what's cool is the elevator goes to the 10th floor, and you get off the 10th floor, but the second story of this suite is technically the 11th floor, but there's only four of these suites, so there's like a special staircase that you can go up to enter at the second level. I don't know that anybody will really use it, but I kind of felt, you know, cool because it was there, so I walked up and, of course, walked in the top of the suite just because I could. So that's something to check out, but the property was pretty nice. The pool area was really beautiful. Zero entry pool. It usually has a waterfall. I think it was off because of COVID. They have a bar area with food and everything. And it's right on a marina. So you're basically like the pool. And then there's like room for one set of chairs. And then there's railing. And then there's water, yachts, everything. They have paddle boats and kayaks that are included in the price of the room. So that's kind of nice. You can kind of go around the marina and look at the boats and while you're in the water. And then the room itself, it's a little bit beat up. The property probably needs an upgrade in the rooms. You know, some of the furniture's nicked. There's a little bit of stains and stuff, but the room's really clean. All the employees were amazing. It's a category 4, so it's a good place for it to use a cert. Yeah, so I enjoyed it. I definitely will stay back there when we go visit another time. You're within walking distance to everything you want to see in Sarasota, so.
Was there a resort fee? Is that what covered like the canoes and stuff like that? Or is it just...
Yeah, there's normally a resort fee. Since it was an awards day, that there was no resort fee. Or if you're a globalist, which hopefully I'm sure most of the people listening
are Everybody is shooting for that now this year.
Yeah, shooting for that. So you avoid that resort fee, but that's a part of the... I think it's normally like $25. That's a part of the fee. So, and I will say when you walk in, it kind of reminded me of the Hyatt Regency Lake Washington, where you walk in and it's like two-story windows and you look out and that's like looking at the marina and the pool area. So you just walk into full windows with a water view. Very similar to Sean's review on that.
Well, you sold me when you said Hyatt Regency Lake Washington because that is such a cool
It's not as property. Nice, but yeah. I will say yeah, like all idea. The public areas were very modern, very nice. It's just the rooms look like they could use some updating.
I think this is valuable to talk about because I know there's a lot of people that are listening that haven't traveled as much and maybe talk a little bit about how Florida is different than Michigan as far as, you know, procedures and what you're going through down there. Obviously, we're not making any political statements with this, just kind of Tell you were in Vegas too, so maybe talk about how it's different from Vegas and home, and what maybe surprised you, what people should know if they go travel to Florida right now.
Yeah, I told some friends, you know, as we're texting, Florida is like another world.
I was going to say, are there procedures?
That's what it feels like. Like they've been open for a long time, fully open, no real restrictions. So, you know, that's kind of coming from somewhere with a lot of restrictions. It's a little bit uneasy, but there's also most of the time we spent outdoor dining, so I'm not really worried about it. You know, you're sitting, all the tables were pretty spaced, and you're outside, so there's less risk there. A couple of the places, like we went to O'Leary's Tiki Bar, we went there two nights in a row, right downtown Sarasota. It's on a peninsula that has like a park that you can walk through, and it's in the front part. It's got like a beachy area that you sit on and overlooking the water and the sailboats. Awesome place. Definitely check it out. That, you wear a mask when you're, you know, going up to order drinks or food, and then when you sit down, you take it off, and everybody is sitting in their areas or whatever, so it was fine. You know, a lot of it depends on the place. Like, each restaurant you go to, and it's the same in Michigan. Some are more strict, others aren't. There was one that the bar area was, it was like 2019. Everybody was standing on top of each other, drinking, you know, no spacing at all. Like, 50 people packed in a bar area. So that's something some people will be like, cool, this is awesome, this is what I was looking for. And other people will be like, oh, get me out of here right away. So there's all those options. Going into Publix, everybody was fully masked. So it's kind of what you're looking for. Vegas, I will say, felt more strict than Florida. There was less people in restaurants and stuff because they had a lower admittance, or, you know, we're at 50% capacity. I think they're 25% now. We're there. It's kind of up to the restaurant what they want to do, how bad they want to space it out, or where they want to space. So it kind of is what it is. I mean, that's something to know before you go on the trip. If you don't think you'd feel comfortable with that, it's something to consider, as well as maybe research the place you're going to see what kind of procedures they have in place, depending on your level of what you feel is you're comfortable with, is what I would say.
And as you said, most importantly, you had a good time, got to enjoy your family and celebrate your dad's birthday. And
yes,
that's what it's all about.
Yeah, it was good to see everybody. You know, it was nice to have warm weather. My mom's cousin was down there too, and I hadn't seen her in a while, so that was kind of nice. So it was cool. I mean, Sarasota is definitely an area I had never been there before. It's the downtown area with all the restaurants and stuff. Very neat. One of the cooler cities I've been to in Florida, and I've been to quite a few. So I really enjoyed it. You know, you have Tampa's just north of you, Fort Myers just south of you. So you have three airports you can fly into in that area, which is kind of nice. And then there's keys all around the Sarasota area. The key that's kind of like attached to Sarasota actually has a whole bustling downtown shopping district that looks really cool. So there's a lot to do in that area. You know, if you rent a car or whatever, there's a lot of places to go. One of the popular hotels, the Hyatt Regency Coconut Point, is only like an hour south of there. So you could kind of, I know a lot of people have done the Hyatt hop where they've gone there and then they've gone to Sarasota and then they'll go up to Tampa. So that's always an option, or whatever brand you're with. There's a Ritz in Sarasota. There's a Westin that we went to that has an amazing rooftop bar that overlooks the water, and it's really cool. And the pool's up there. So if you're Marriott, I would stay there for sure.
So the key takeaway is Florida's still fun.
Yeah, Florida's still fun. Florida gonna do Florida. That's the takeaway.
All right. Let's move on to the next thing. You had an article this week, the one thing I hate in this hobby that others seem to love. And a lot of people commented. It got a lot of attention. And I don't know, Mark, Joe called this clickbait. And he was insulting you a little
Joe
bit
calls,
earlier.
Joe calls this. All my articles clickbait.
Not your articles. Your article titles. Okay.
Same thing.
Well, anyway, this delivers, though. He says the one thing he hates in the hobby that others love, and that is, what is it, Mark?
Searching award flights. I can't stand it, man. I really can't. Like, if it's just me, it's usually pretty easy. It's not a big deal. But when you're dealing with family, it gets a little bit more difficult. If you're doing with extended family where you're trying to work out, you know, hey, I got to call them after I find this award space. I searched like 14 different airlines. I found award space. Does this work for you? They don't get back to you till the next day. It's already gone. Friends is even worse because you don't have that type of relationship where you can just book for them. Like, if it's my parents, I'll just book it and be like, hey, this is what I did. So, you know, you just run into all these issues. And I find that I end up banging my head against the desk more often than not. And it drives me crazy how much time you spend looking for these flights. And I know a lot of people love that. They love the chase of it. They love the payoff when they find it. But for me, it's like, I don't have time for this. Like, I just want to find my flight. Hotels are so much easier. Like, you research the hotel, you find the one that you think looks cool. There's pretty much always space, so you're going to be okay. But flights, just fighting with it, and then looking at all the partnerships when you do find it, and then you have to go, oh, I got to go see Life Miles might be cheaper than booking with United, so I'm going to go there and see if they show the space. Oh, it's a mixed ticket, mixed cabin, so it doesn't show up there, so I got to go back to United. You know, it's just drives me nuts. What do you guys think about it?
I used to really love searching for award flights, but now that, number one, I have to search for five people. Number two, I have no time to like search and like be up on. I mean, even before kind of my travel stopped, you know, I was getting really rusty in terms of understanding, like you said, like the partners and this or that, or what miles are the best. I wouldn't say I hate searching for award space, but it's definitely like not as fun as it used to be. One quick aside on Mark's clickbait, I will give you credit that, you know, normally, like, let's say you are trying to make a chicken parm recipe or something, you know, there's a lot of garbage at the top before you get to the chicken parm recipe at the bottom. When you said one thing I hate in this hobby that others loved, I actually scrolled down because I just assumed, like, my brain has been trained by websites that, like, the good stuff isn't till the bottom. I scrolled down and I was like, wait, why is he talking about this? And I was like, oh, I missed it. It was like right at the top. So got to give you props for that, Mark, for putting it up there.
Well, I appreciate you walking that back. Appreciate it.
Anyway, just some SEO nerd humor there. But anyway, I was thinking about what I don't like in the hobby. And I feel like one thing that drives me nuts in the hobby, which is really a more of a me problem, but it's like kind of the desire to like, it's not even that like I hoard points, but it's just like however many points I have, it never feels like it's enough. And so, you know, I'm always in this like rat race and
the addiction. Talk,
yeah, exactly. And so, yes, it provides me with great travel experiences, but sometimes I wish I wasn't like so obsessed with getting all that stuff. And, you know, the other day we talked about taking a break and resting a little bit. And, you know, I think that is, you know, a good thing to do. I don't know. What about you, Sean?
We should have had this on when Spencer was here, because he's the person who could sit here and smile and say how much he loves digging into a computer for 8 hours and getting on the phone, being on hold for 6 hours with the Etihad or something like that. Yeah, I don't like it at all either. It's not my favorite thing. It's why I've always focused more on earning than on getting every last cent of value out of my redemptions. Even though I do know how to navigate pretty much all the programs now and to book for myself, I would not want to do that for other people. I will say I haven't ever hired an award booking service. So that tells you that, I mean, I do end up booking all my own stuff, but there's definitely been times where I've said, well, maybe I should hire an award booking service, or maybe, to your point, Joe, like, where's my time best spent to get the result that I want? So yeah, I'm kind of with you there, Mark. I don't think that a lot of people take that into account. And I think as you get more into this hobby and the more complicated it gets, the more tedious it gets. And then, you know, you have to make a decision.
Yeah. Like you're saying, does it make sense to spend an extra couple hours to save, you know, 15,000 miles? Is that worth it to you? Is 2 hours worth 15,000 miles? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Maybe you don't mind it. And I did make a point in the article that because of that, I try to stick to like a few different currencies, and I just kind of go with those, even if they're not the best deal, because it's just quickest, easiest. It's the ones I've worked with in the past. Another thing is if you're transferring to a random frequent flyer program just to get this one booking that, you know, is 15,000 miles cheaper. And then if something happens like a pandemic and you cancel it, then you're stuck with those miles in this random account that you don't ever use again or rarely ever use. And then you have to find a reason to use those in the future. That's something else you have to, you know, think about. Or if something comes up and you have to cancel the flight, you're stuck with something that you have to focus on to use again. So maybe it's not such a bad thing to stick with your true and tested accounts, and then, you know, if you cancel it, you can use it somewhere else. You never know. So that's where I'm at with it.
It's not cough, you endure Atlantic cough.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you enjoy, like, people enjoy Turkish and getting on the phone with them to save all those miles, like going to Hawaii and stuff. So I mean, it is for people. It's like talking about the Brex offer, you know, look at what's for you and then determine where you're getting the most value in this hobby, because you can't do everything all the time and you have to pick and choose your battles. And some people thrive earning, some people thrive redeeming. Some people are prodigies and can do both.
Whatever floats your boat, man. I mean, if it makes you happy, go for it. Some people hate going to Walmart and doing that stuff, and they're like, it's not worth it. You know, I'll focus on redeeming less miles than earning more miles. That works too. Whatever works best for you. But this is just the one thing I always see people say, like, oh yeah, victory. I love searching and planning trips. And I just find it funny because I do love planning trips and most of the aspects of trips, but award searching's like the bottom of the barrel.
I just want to echo, I do think, especially, you know, if you're listening to this and you're more of a beginner, I really think Mark's advice to just focus on a couple of programs is the way to go. You know, you really don't want to, because you will see people, like, I think Turkish is a great example. Like, people will rightfully, say that Turkish is like amazing for like a lot of amazing redemptions. And that's true. But if you're just beginning and just starting out, like, you want to stick with the kind of big boys, the ones that are easier to redeem, maybe a little more expensive, but then that's how you get your feet wet. That's how you learn. And then you can like dip into those more complicated things. So the three of us, we're pretty experienced, but I think all of us still kind of stick to the programs that we're most comfortable with just because we don't have the time to like kind of dig in and go crazy. But if you're a beginner, definitely, you know, just stick with the, I mean, there's a reason why like the popular airlines are the popular airlines. It's because they're easier to use. And that's where you start, and then you can branch out from there.
Southwest for life.
All right, let's move on to rapid fire. And Mark, you want to start us off?
Ryan wrote an article today, actually, about Hawaii quarantine exemption, how to visit Kauai without quarantine, because they have different rules. They kind of opted out from the other Hawaiian islands. You know, they have their own set of rules. So there was a neat, and it actually came from a reader had commented, he lives on the island and owns a business, and he's like, hey, look into this. This is what you can do to avoid the full brunt of the quarantine. So if you fly to another island and then you stay there for 72 hours and then get a test, you can fly to Kauai, then hang out there in a resort bubble for 3 days, and then you're good to go. So it kind of cuts the time down. So if you were going to island hop anyway, this is a good way to do it. Me personally, I'd probably just go to one of the other islands and not mess with it. But Sean's favorite Hyatt is there, so I know he would be one hopping around.
It's not open yet. It's not open yet. March 1st. Yeah, somebody told me March 1st, they say. So
yes, Rena in the live chat said March 1st. So something cool, unique that we haven't really seen anywhere. A big thank you to Charles for pointing that out to us. Check it out. It'll be in the show notes for more info. How about you, Joe?
So my rapid fire is that Hyatt Resorts in Latin America just announced recently that they will be including free COVID testing as part of, I guess, your room rate or resort fee or whatever. Like we talked about last week a little bit, you are going to be required to have a negative COVID test before you return to the United States from overseas. So I think Hyatt doesn't want to lose their business. So they're kind of going to set it up so that you can get that COVID testing done.
Genius.
The hotel. What about you, Sean?
Well, we have some good news. I'm finally glad we were able to share it because Founders Card has extended Caesars status, Caesars Diamond status, through the next year, through January 2022. Yeah. We always have to wait till like the last minute in January of the year for them to extend it. And they had been working on this, and unofficially they had told me that good news might be coming, and it finally has. So if you have Founders Card, your Diamond status should be extended anytime soon. Mine still hasn't been as of this recording on the 26th of January, but hopefully soon. If you don't have Founders Card, we still have the $295 a year offer that's exclusive to us. And we have our full guide on our website with all of the details about all the discounts they offer. And if you go to Vegas, I think most people probably come out ahead by waived resort fees, the $100 free dinner. So check out the article about that and enjoy Diamond status. Live like a Diamond member.
I will say, you know, Total Rewards came out and said that they're going to extend everybody till next year. There are some rumblings that people that got it from a status match or from Founders Card are not going to be automatically extended. So if you already have the status.
Yeah,
they weren't. Yeah. So if you already have the status, be sure to do the match to Wyndham back and forth. I know Wyndham extended their status as well. I did the match just to make sure in case something happens with that as well. So do that before February so you can match it back. If you don't have anything, any status right now, then Founders Card is one of the two ways you can get it. The other way is the Wyndham Business Card, I believe, gives you Diamond, and then you can match it back and forth. But so those are your options right now.
Yeah, that's a good point on the match status, because they made it clear that the Founders Card status was not going to be extended purely based on their other extension. But now Founders Card made a deal with them so that they get it extended. But yeah, it's good. I've been a member for 5 years. Mark's been a member for a year. And you can check out our MTM Vegas this week if you want more details about it as well on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/miles2memories. And that's going to do it for us this week. Joe, when they're not listening to the podcast, where can people find you?
You can find me at As Joe Flies on all social media. You can find links to all of my stuff from there. And follow me there. What about you, Mark?
You can follow me on Twitter at Detroit Mark. Join one of my 27 followers. That'd be awesome. You can email me, mark@miles2memories. Comment on any of the articles on the website. I'll get back to you there. Join our Facebook groups, our Patreon, in there all the time. Lots of ways. My profile is public, so you can message me, even if we're not friends. So all over the place. How about you, Sean?
Miles2memories.com for about 50 articles a week. Miles, points, travel, reviews,
Disney.
I think
that's the most accurate so far.
A little Las Vegas, too. And our YouTube channel, youtube.com/miles2memories. And hope to see you in one of our communities, our groups. Subscribe to the podcast at mtmpodcast.com. You can find links for all of that. Leave us a review. Tell others about the podcast. Thanks so much for listening.
Leave negative reviews about Joe's laugh because it's hideous.
Bye.
Sorry. Bye. See you guys next week.
I just know personally.
It's a link within a link. It's Inception. Sorry.
But
A link within a link? Nobody's done that before.
But yeah, when it comes to this.
Never wake up after you use this link.
You need kicks to use this link.
I'm just going to wait for you guys to be done. I forgot everything I was going to say, so thank you so much.
Come on, you haven't seen Inception?
Oh, I have. Such a good movie. I haven't seen it since it came out. I don't remember.
If you think Inception's trippy, watch Tenet and then try to try to understand what just happened, because it is like, is this guy going in reverse, forward? What the heck is going down right here? I had to watch that, 4 YouTube videos to explain it to me with diagrams.
The actors in Tenet. Do you see those articles that the actors in Tenet were like, we had no idea what was going on. We didn't understand.
It's so bizarre. Oh, it was a good movie, but you really legit have to watch explanation videos afterwards.
That's what YouTube is for, baby. Explain everything to us. All right.